Welcome to the Open House podcast site. Available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Open House right across Australia. Well, a lot of what we've heard about the economic crisis so far is very much being focused on us, our home turf. How will it affect our banks, our jobs, our superannuation, etc.? But how is the global economic downturn going to affect the developing world, those struggling nations that are already very familiar with poverty? As the affluent West pours money back into its own economies to try and prevent recession, will foreign aid be forgotten? The Reverend Dr. Joel Edwards is the international chairperson of MICA Challenge. That's the kind of church-based arm of the Make Poverty History campaign. He's been in Australia this week speaking at the Voices for Justice conference in Canberra and a lot of other places too. And it's nice to have you in the studio, Joel.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Welcome here from the UK.
Thank you.
Yeah, I get a bit of heat.
Absolutely. I was thinking that's one of the many blessings I have accrued since coming here last week.
Yeah, and blue skies.
Blue skies, bit of heat in my bones. Fantastic. And of course, great company. Mustn't forget, great company.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you've had a good time here because you've been here on a very, very serious business. And before we go any further, we need to hear a bit of a report back on the Voices for Justice conference. I had some friends who were involved in it, and 200 odd people actually made their way down to Canberra and sought meetings with MPs, and I think 70 odd meetings you had with MPs, etc.
Yeah, it was just a fantastic week for me for a number of reasons. One is, as I anticipate taking on my responsibility as international director in January, to actually come see stuff happening on the ground was just a great help and aid for me. But also to be in the presence of some 230 or so Christians from right across Australia who had combined within a very short hop of some 3 days, everything from worship and listening to God's word to being on the hill talking to lobbying their MPs on behalf of the poor, and to have seen young people, school children, actually involving themselves in the democratic process out of the vibrance of their faith in Jesus Christ, and to have lobbied 102 MPs.
Oh, by the figures were out of date, weren't they? That's fantastic.
Yeah. Was just a great testimony to what the church can do when it sits up straight.
Yeah. Well, your role then with MICA Challenge is to encourage organizations, Christian indeed is your focus, but also to help those organizations encourage their local leaders, their political leaders, to continue to support the Millennium Development Goals. How do you think the global poverty crisis and the economic crisis is actually going to affect that aim? And the whole idea is to halve global poverty by 2015. Do you think the economic downturn that we're seeing now is actually going to affect those promises?
I'm sure it will dent the political will, and I think we have a very big challenge to ensure that whilst we are realistic about the fiscal challenges which this will throw at us, that a number of things are kept intact. Firstly, what MICA Challenge does, a global Christian response to the Millennium Development Goals, these 8 promises by which we've committed ourselves across 191 countries to halve extreme poverty by 2015. What MICA Challenge does is to seek to be a presence in 40 different nations through 40 national campaigns to ensure that precisely that doesn't happen. And one of the opportunities we had this week was to talk to senior MPs. And it was very interesting, because although there will be a significant challenge, I had the opportunity of meeting with the Prime Minister as well as Stephen Smith to talk about the extent to which the Australian government wishes to maintain its commitment. Now, obviously, the target should be 0.7 of the national GDP or GDI, NGI. They have said we want to do 0.5 by 2015. We are still saying, look, we understand that. We understand that there has already been a significant increase here, but we still think 0.7 is what we should be aiming at. And I was further encouraged because one member of parliament, I will leave him nameless and let him do it himself, but one member of parliament actually said, look, given the current economic crisis, not only will it be a challenge for those of us in the West or the global North, it will be a far greater and serious challenge for those in the global South, those who are poor. And therefore, his feeling was, we should really be ratcheting up the ask. Mm. And so we should be saying to government, look, what we really need now as a result of this crisis is 0.8. But, we will settle for 0.7.
Right, yes.
And I think that's a very courageous message.
Yes.
And the message I have picked up is that, the Australian government wishes to maintain its commitment to 0.5 despite the crisis.
Okay.
And I think we have a responsibility to make sure that they do that.
That's what you got from the Prime Minister?
That's
what
we got from the Prime Minister. And they've gone public on that, so it wasn't a private conversation at all.
Yeah, okay, right. See, some would actually say, well, in a time of need like this, we actually need to focus more on our own backyard anyway. And indeed, there'd be voices in the UK that would say the same thing about Britain, the same with the US, etc. Your response?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, there is a sense in which, you know, one has to look after your domestic realities. And if you are a politician, you will know only too readily that domestic politics determines whether you get back in office or not. And, you know, that that thing which happens to you when you're going through the security check as you prepare to fly, look after yourself before you look after somebody else who is dependent on you. There's a certain truth in that. We have to be realistic about our demands. But I think if this crisis has told us anything, it has told us that we really are a global village and that no continent is an island. And therefore, the crisis and its impact on the poor still rebounds to us. And so we have an economic obligation to make sure that we don't go adrift. But equally, and this is where Michael Challenge, I think, comes into its own as a Christian movement, we also have a moral, and dare I say even a spiritual obligation, to ensure that we do not put domestic concerns supremely above overseas concern to such an extent that we safeguard our own backyards and neglect those who are our brothers and sisters, our fellow human beings, in more deserving situations than ours.
Yes. Reverend Dr. Joel Edwards is with us, the international chairperson of MICA Challenge. Joel, do you actually think there's an opportunity here? When you look at what actually caused this very crisis, it seems to be that a number of people in the financial institutions were actually engaged in greedy actions. Now, I'm sure that a whole bunch of us in the public sphere actually took advantage of those greedy actions. Mm. But then there's predatory loans. There's all sorts of things that are coming out. It seems like the actions of a few have affected the lives of many. Is there an opportunity here, though, to then look at the very way that we've been living over the last few decades in particular?
Yeah, I think nobody comes out of this virtuous, not even those in government who are now condemning the fat cats who got, their paws on other people's poverty and made themselves very rich as a result of it. And politicians, financiers, people in the markets knew of some of the irregularities and the practices which, you know, were just sheer greed gone mad. So I think all of us have to hold our hands up. And I think where we have particularly, just disgraceful examples of individuals who have made a killing on other people at other people's expense, I think we have to find a way of registering to those individuals our very strong political and practical disapproval. And I think we shouldn't spare our voices in speaking up against such practices. But I do think that one of the things which certainly a Christian response should encourage is to ask a couple of profound questions. What can we learn about the fact that we're all a global village? Secondly, if it's true that business was increasingly becoming more sensitive, you know, we have some great models of people in business developing social responsibility, the Bill Gates of this world beginning to lead the way in a response to the poor, can we now use the disaster which has come upon us to begin to say some positive things to the financial markets? Can we begin to challenge them and say, look, rampant capitalism has not worked. Greed has not worked. Is there a better, more godly, more community-friendly, more sustainable way of doing markets so that not only do we not get back to this ridiculous situation, but actually we do not undermine the very positive things which was beginning to happen in the world of business, where businessmen and women were beginning to find a moral conscience? I think we want to use this to accelerate that and not just to condemn and close the books and hope it doesn't repeat itself again.
Yes, very, very well said. Appreciate your time. Thanks for dropping by.
Pleasure's mine.
That is the Reverend Dr. Joel Edwards, who was the new international chairperson of MICA Challenge. MICAChallenge.org.au is the Australian website.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.